Yeah, it's recording to the cloud. Do that.
Oh, okay.
So we are now at the point where we've looked at most of Sefer Tehillim through the lens of the life of David. You know, see, try and connect it, see things that they may have found relevant. We've gone through David's life. Now I want to kind of finish up. Look at some of the different kinds of Psalms, different Tehillim that David wrote, and then we'll go to some of the other authors. So Gemara says there are 10 different really kinds of Tehillim based on the titles. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Basar Mamarot Shel Shevach Nemar Sefer Tehillim. There are 10 expressions of praise used in Tehillim. Nitzuach, Lam Netzeach, Nigun, Bagi Not, Maskil, Mizmor, B'Shir, B'Ashrei, Tehila, Tefila, V'Hoda'a, V'Halleluka. It says Godo Mikulam, that's the greatest one. Now, you might argue that Tehila, Tehila David, and Hallelujah is really the same kind of Shevach, well, Hallel there. And the Zohar has a slightly different list. There are 10. And associate each one of those with one of the Esther Sfirot. You got 10, you got to say, okay, goes 10, saying that each one of these different kinds of Tehillim expresses what would later be called the Sfirot. And then you have to get very Kabbalistic what they all mean. And the way I would put it is not exactly the way that Tikkun Zohar does it, but this is the way I put it together. You have Ishur Ashrei, those would catch the highest lot level, then Shir. As Chachma in the sense of holistic intelligent wisdom of God, then Zemer is Bina's analytic, and then Bracha Nigun goes with Chesed and Gevura, etc. Now the truth is, we have no idea. And this is from Avi Baumol's The Poetry of Prayer. He was at the Gush, he actually taught Ruthie's twins in their He's now rabbi in Krakow. But he's got a book called Poetry of Tehillim and Tefillah, and he has an essay in the back, but methods to analyze Tehillim, ideas for teachers. It says don't. This is a don't. Don't spend too much time on the title. Nobody knows what Lama Seach really refers to. Just accept one of the approaches. Don't spend too much time on it. And he continues, don't spend too much time whether David was the author. Except Moshe was the author of the word of God.
Hi, Ruthie.
Hi, Ruthie.
Hi, I'm outside, so if I'm bothering you, I'll put on my camera.
No.
Well, Andy and I needed to walk while we were learning.
Are you here?
Okay, are you in New York?
No, I'm in St. Louis. I'm just in Clayton. It looks like New York.
Okay, no, I heard you were helping New York. Aaron.
That's next week. So, yeah, I'm here this week, away for next week.
Okay. But
actually, I'm coming back Tuesday night. I might be back by Tuesday night, so we'll see how the trip goes back. But I don't mean to interrupt you. You already started, so be quiet. So,
the other thing that Rabbi Baumol adds is don't limit yourself to what other words say. The others say you can have your own ideas. Of course, the Chapatish Yefotzeitz Sela is the quote that, like the hammer breaks apart the rock, so too there are multiple interpretations of Tanakh in the words of the Gemara. So. I add, I am utterly unqualified, utterly unconstrained. So I'm going to have my own meaning for what these various titles, what a shir is, what a mizmor is, etc. And what we're going to do now is look at a couple of tehillim called a mizmor. What's a mizmor? I associate above the sphere of bina, analytic wisdom, analysis, separating, breaking things apart, the midah of din. And so a mizmor is a song about Hashem's transcendence, the distance from us. And this really comes from, I'm putting it from the Pachad Yitzchak. This is what the Pachad Yitzchak says. Zimra inina lashon kinos. Zimra, and the Septuagint, that's where we get the word psalm from. It means a praise, some kind of praise. That's what zimra means. Onion echad matzina b'shorash tevat zimra. But there's another meaning of that root word, zimra, shemitparesh gam hu lashon hachrata. It's also used for cutting, pruning. Gon zomer. That you're not allowed to prune on Shabbos. That's Zimra as well. So it means to praise, it means to prune, to cut away. And the Torah uses that expression as well, Zimra meaning not praise, but cutting, pruning, separating. And truth for Zeh, so when we put those together, praise and cutting off, B'shor shechad shel zeva, where it's put together in this one word, mitbarati al pi havana, we can understand why it would be that way. We understand ki piskata kilus, that the highest form of praise, yikud shem makales marbel hitpalel kol kach, that when the person who is doing the praising is so overwhelmed, migodel malato shel hamitkales, from the greatness of whatever that person is being praised, the one who is being praised, adu mitbatel mehagashat mitziuto. Do you feel you don't exist? You're just nothing in front of somebody else. That's the ultimate form of praise for that other. And that's the idea of karev, being cut off from your own existence. All I exist for is something else. That this idea of praise and this cutting off have a common origin. That the sense of I am nothing, you are everything, in front of someone greater, that is a praise of the other. Ella, the as makom, zimra listam divrei. Zimra doesn't just mean praise. Okay, you are great. You are great. Ella shakavanahi divrei kilus, but it means some kind of praise. Nemarim b'lashon shira dav. It's a song. It's a celebration. It's a positive thing. It's not you're great, I'm nothing. That's a bad thing. But you're great. That's wonderful. Lomar, divrei kilos stam, inyanam, the idea of just praising is bitoi lehitbaluto, hitbat luto shel katan b'pnei mi shegadol mino. That negating the fact that the smaller is nothing compared to the greater, okay? I'm nothing, you're wonderful. Yil kilos shel zimra, but we call it a zimmer. Inyanohi, the idea is a bitoi hitanug. It's an expression of joy over that. Al hargashat hibaldut. They were happy about this. Ibnei mashigadom mimeno. And obviously, with other people, that's not necessarily good to be happy that you're nothing. But in terms of relationship to Hashem, that's what it means to be in awe, to say that God is infinite, and to celebrate that is a zemer. Kind of abdel ben ashir shalavodat Hashem ben hamizmor shalavodat Hashem. So here he says the difference between the tehillim that are called shir and the tehillim that are called mizmor, zemer. The shir he bitoy ha ta'anug shel hagashat hishtayichut v'hamshacha. That shir, the expression of the celebration of connection, of continuity. I am part of something greater. Mizmor he bitoy ta'anug shel hagashat haniskavut v'hafla'a. But mizmor is a celebration of separation of something that's totally exalted, totally separate, totally independent. So then we can, what comes out of this, kibito hitanug shall to not hit pashut babadat Hashem, hitokno shall shir, that the expression of joy at hit pashut, expansion. We are all one. Everything's all together. This is the idea, the imminence of God. God is here with us. Hashem is here, Hashem is there. That's what a shir is. When you get the hilim, bitoy tanug shall hit shall to not itkavtsut, but celebrating the limitation that God is something infinitely beyond what I can comprehend, who took no shalom mizmor. That's what a mizmor is all about. In other words, a shir is a celebration of avat Hashem, a zimra is a celebration of yirat Hashem. And we can still celebrate that. We talked about shir quite a bit when we looked at shir amalot, the shir called Old Wives' Tale, that was several years ago. Now I want to look at a couple of mizmorim. And the most well-known mizmor is Tehillim Perek Chaf Tet. We say it all the time. We say it as part of Kabbalat Shabbat. It's the mizmor of David, Havu Hashem b'nei Elim, Havu Hashem kavod ba'oz. We say it when we bring the Torah back on Shabbos. We sing it, right? It's a mizmor of David. Havala Hashem b'nei elim, Havala Hashem kavod ba'oz, and it uses this poetic expression but repeats itself, O b'nei elim, children of the mighty, mighty ones. Ascribe to God kavod ba'oz, glory and strength. Havala Hashem kavod shmo, ascribe to God the glory of his name. Yishtach v'Hashem b'hadrat kodesh, bow down to God in his holy glory. And it's Mizmar, again, God is great, God's infinitely great. We can't approach that. It's a song of the era, but it's happy. And you might say it's got a good beat, you can dance to it, sing to it in all these Karlbach, Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a happy thing. But it is saying God's so much more than we can be, that you address the powerful elite, telling them, don't be so proud of yourselves. Bow down to Hashem. This introduction actually comes from Tilim Tzadivav, which is one of the other ones that we say for Kabbalah Shabbat, but that's one of those that attribute to Moshe so much earlier. We use the same words. Havu Hashem Mishpachot Amin. Havu Hashem Kavod Ba'oz. Havu Hashem Kavod Shmo. Hishtaku Hashem Ba'havra Kodesh. Same words, but addressed to Mishpachot Amin, all the nations. And that is a shir. Shir Hashem Shir Chadash. And that's a celebration, how we're all together, how we should all be happy. It talks about Yisrael B'chol Shamayim, Tzkal Arts. That's not what this is about. This parak is, tell God how glorious he is, because it's about glorious, awesome power as manifested in the Kol Hashem. It talks about Kol Hashem seven times. We know this parak. Kol Hashem Alamayim starts out with the voice of God on the water. See what that means. El HaKavod Hirim. I'm going to translate HaKavod Hirim. Here. Hirim, thunders. There we go. Hashem Al Mayim Rabim, God is over the great waters. Kol Hashem Bakoach, voice of God is powerful. Kol Hashem Badar, it is glorious. Kol Hashem Shover Arzim, the voice of God breaks the cedars, as a metaphor with the power, the powerful ones. Veshaber Hashem Et Arzei Halbanon, he breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Veyakidem Kamo Egel, makes them dance like lambs, Lebanon. Lebanon mountains, the Syrian, the anti-Lebanon mountains, Kmo ben Me'emim, like cats. Kol Hashem Chotzim Ish, the voice of God brings forth the flames of fire. Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar, the voice of God makes the wilderness quake. Yachil Hashem Midbar Kadesh, it makes the wilderness of Kadesh, the Negev, tremble. Kol Hashem Yecholel Ayalot, it makes the Ayel, again, the powerful ones, tremble. Bechasof Yarot, it lays bare the forest, as we said before, the Shor HaRizim. Chiastically, go back to the beginning. Uvehechalo Kulo Merkavod, and in his Hashem's hall, everyone declares Hashem's glory. That's Kol Hashem, seven times. So what is this Kol Hashem? We have a hint. When it talks about Vayikidem Kamo Egel Lebanon V'Siryon Kavo Ven Re'imim, that Hashem's call, the voice of God, makes the mountains skip like lambs. We know that line. That's from Hallel. Say Yisrael Mitzrayim Beit Yaakov Me'amayis. The Bnei Yisrael went out of Egypt. Harim Rakducha Elim. The mountains danced like calves. Gibeot Kimeitzon. The hills like lambs. But yeah, this Kol Hashem is a reference to giving the Torah. That's when we hear Kol Hashem. But that's when it was heard. This overwhelming, destroying the forest, making the mountains move. And we saw that at Mamad Har Sinai, when it says Kol Ha'am Ro'im Et HaKol. People saw the kol, the sound. That's the dim, the kol shofar, the flames, the sound of the shofar, Har Hashem, the Har Hashem, so the mountain. Smoking, and the people saw and they trembled, they were afraid, and they stood back. So the Sefer Bahir, which is one of the original Kabbalistic Sefarim, says, what's this Kol Amro Ima Tekolot? That's this Kol Hashem Bakoach. Amar Mar. What does it mean when it says Kol Amro Ima Tekolot? All the people saw the kol, the voice, the sound. You can't see sounds. Ela kol amroim et kolot. What do they see? Ela kolot shamar David. Kol Hashem alamayim. That's our parak. Ela kavod hirim. Hashem kol Hashem bakoach. Kol Hashem kavod sev labadesh. This parak is an expression of what happened at Mamar Hasina. The voice of God was the awareness of that connection with Hashem, or the voice of Hashem. And the lavot esh and the mayim zeh oseh shalom ben amayim lo vaesh. By its laws of nature, we have peace between water and fire both together. So here are those seven kinds of voices that the Torah was given. See over here goes through each one, which we won't. Kulam nigla adon olam aleihem, and that's how Hashem was revealed to the people. Ra'u, and that's what they saw. That means they saw the kolot, saw the glory of God as symbolized by the kol Hashem. But that kol Hashem was not a one-time event. That giving the Torah, that was ongoing. Moshe heard that same call in the Mishkan. The Vo Moshe Lo Moed, when it's describing Moshe coming to the Omoid, the Daber Ito, to speak with God, Vaishmata, call me Daber Ela. He would hear a Hakol, that voice speaking. He would overhear it. Me'alakaporet, Mashal, Aronidut, Mibein Shnei Kruvim, that was coming out from between the Kruvim on the Aram. That's Moshe's experience of Kol Hashem, and the Medrash on that says that's exactly what this Kol was, the Kol being described in our paragraph. Vaishmata Kol Midaber Alav, you heard this voice. Yachol Shea Kol Namuch, maybe it was a little voice, small voice. Tam Lomar Hakol, the voice. Kol Lo Nemar Al Hakol says the voice. Hu Hakol Mitparesh Baktuvim, it's the Kol, it's the voice of God that's expressed in Ketuvim, umahu akol mitresh ketuvim, which what voice is expressed in Ketuvim is kol Hashem bakoach, our parent, kol Hashem ba'adar, kol Hashem shorazim, etc. So this awesome voice that could shatter mountains. And yachol shi shomim otov b'chutz, and you might have thought that then if it's that powerful, everyone could hear it. Moshe goes to the Ol Moed, and it's something that reverberates, and all the Bnei Yisrael could hear it. Tam lomer v'deber Hashem elav me'ol moed. He only spoke in the tent itself. It would only go so far. You see a similarity when in Yecheskel's vision. It's Kol Hashem, Kol Kanfei Akruvim, Nishmar Achatzir Chitzon. That he's listening to the voice coming from the wings of the Kruvim, and it would go only into the Chatzir, into the courtyard of the Beit Mikdash. Yachum Bnei Shahia Kol Namuch, maybe it was just such a low voice, it couldn't be heard anywhere else. It was like the voice of God, as we said before. The Shovar Arazim breaks the cedars. In Cain, Laman Amar, Nishma, Arachat Yachitona. So why did it only go so far? Akeben Shaya Magil, Arachat Yachitona, Hay Nifsa. We go so far, no further. What does that mean? And the other thing that Kol Hashem is that manifests as Kol Bakoach, but also Eliyahu has this vision of the Kol Hashem as Kol Demamah Dakah, it's a low, small voice. You know, those verses when Eliyahu was on Har Sinai, confronted by God. That Eliyahu is this vision of God passing. And then great wind that would break apart the mountains. Crack rocks. That was not the manifestation of God. Bacharuach Rash. And afterwards was an earthquake. But that wasn't where God manifested. Bacharuach Esh. And afterwards was a vision of fire. Bachar Esh Kol Demamadaka. And after the fire was this still small voice. And that's where Hashem manifests. And then Eliyahu heard this, and he hid himself in his cloak. He stood outside the cloak. And here he hears the voice. This is the voice of God. Eliyahu, what are you doing here? What's your purpose? And that's the vision. So this, you have this call of Hashem that's awesome, shatters mountains, but only goes so far. It's loud, but can only be heard by a limited number of people. You have to listen for it. And we've talked about Robert Cover before in Nomos and Narrative, the idea that we inhabit what he calls a nomos, a normative universe. There are rules, the world we live in. But we constantly create and maintain a world of right and wrong, of lawful and unlawful, of valid and void. It's a great essay. So we look at these seven kolot representing 7 days of creation, but not this creation of the physical universe, but the normative universe. Kol Hashem is Hashem telling us this is the way to behave. We can hear it. but you have to listen. It can be overwhelming, but it's not. You're not going to hear it if you're not listening for it. It only goes so far. It's within the Mishkan, within the Beit HaMikdash. It is a kol d'mamah daka. You can only hear it if you're prepared to hear it. And that's what he's celebrating here. He's telling all the nations, you need to acknowledge this. You are B'nai Elim, you're powerful, but really you still need to hear this kol Hashem. But it doesn't end there. It's not just a P&A, psalm of praise, Hashem's voice in the world. But it starts with kol Hashem al Amayim. God's voice is over the waters and ends with the flood. Which when if you're thinking about the words, it's hard to pick where this goes. Hashem lamabul yashav, Hashem ruled over the flood, v'yeshav Hashem melchalam, and then Hashem was king forever. And then Hashem ozim oyitain, Hashem will give strength to his people, Hashem yivrech damo b'shalom, and grant them peace. How does that fit? We've talked before about the mabul, the flood, as a symbol of the chaos of a world without rules. Antediluvian world had no rules. And that without Hashem as that melech olam, without those rules there, the world drowns in what Eric Hall calls the gossip trap. State of nature without rules, without any sort of hierarchy, without any sense of society, we just talk about each other and try to pull each other down. Everyone just lives like crabs in a bucket pulling each other down, while cognitive resources go to reputation management in the group. You have nothing left in the tank for invention or creativity or art or engineering. Again, much like high school. So I don't know if your high school was like that. Just everyone sniping at everyone else. That's what the world, that's what the mob ended. We ended up having to create those rules. So that's what it means to listen to Kol Hashem Amayim. That Kol Hashem is there to keep that mob under control. And that's why it ends up with Hashem Ozim Oyitain, gives his people strength. Hashem Yivrech Damo B'Shalom, that's what Shalom comes out of. If you don't listen to the Kol Hashem, then the world drowns. So that's one mizmor. We need the rules, the structure that Kol Hashem gives us. The next mizmor, it's not a pian, it's not a pian, it's not a song of praise, but a prayer. It's tefillah. It doesn't talk about Kol Hashem, the voice of God, but it's Koli, my voice. And that's Tehillim Kuf Mem Aleph. Mizmor le David. Hashem karaticha, God, I called to you, kushali, hasten to me. Hazina koli, listen to my voice, b'kari lach, when I call to you. Tachon tefilati ketorot l'fadach. May my prayer be set before you like Torah, like incense. Mefet masid kapi, when I lift my hands, mincha erev, it should be like the mincha offering. Shita Hashem shamra lefi. God, this is what the actual tefillah is. Place a guard on my mouth. Yitzra al-dal svatai, put a watchman on, dal is usually taken as a masculine form of delet, of a door, on the doors of my mouth. Help me control what I'm saying. That's this tefillah tefillah. Al teit li bila daver ra, don't let me say bad things. Vitalel alot resha, to do deeds that are evil, et ishim pole aben, with people who sin, bal alachem, and this is the verb form of lechem, of bread, lest I eat benema tehem, from their delicacies. Right? Tefillah, protect him from his own speech. Same idea that we end our Amidah with, which comes from Ram Bracha. Mar Bered Ravina, Ki Have Messiah Sulate, Mar, son of Ravina, when he would finish Shemona Esrei, when he finished his prayer, Amr Hachi, he would say the following, Alkaina Tzor L'Shini Mira, God, guard my tongue from evil, Usvatai Midaber Mirma, and my lips from speaking guile, lies, Unkalai Nishi Tidom, and may I not respond to those who curse me, Nashi Kefar L'Chotiyah, may my soul be humble, patachli b'tartecha, open my heart to your Torah, mitzvotecha to your nashi, may I soul, my soul, chase your mitzvot. Exactly what this parak is all about. David is asking God, okay, I can't control myself. I need you to help me stop saying Lashon Hara. Control my own mouth. Okay, the previous parak, Kol Hashem, conclude the world needs Hashem's help to save it from himself. Here, David says he's that he as an individual needs Hashem's help to save him from his own Yetzer Hara. And he says his prayer should be like the Ketoret, which we know this Ketoret, the incense, was a symbol of Achdut Yisrael, the opposite of Lashon Hara. Famously, the Ketoret says, Kol Tanit Embo Mipusha Yisrael in a Tanit, that any fast day when we pray together that doesn't include sinners is not a fast, doesn't count. You need to include everybody. Shere Chelbana Recha Ra, because in the Ketoret, the Chelbana, I think it's in English, smelled bad. But it was part of the Ketoret, part of the incense. You have to include everything in. That's what he wants his speech to be like that, not like what we try to do is try to separate, try to make our own little cliques and separate everyone out. We need to be like the Ketoret. That's his tefillah. Lashon Hara is very seductive because it's fundamentally what makes us human. We're social primates. We care about what other people think about us. We have to make sure that we have status. And we can get that way by bringing other people down. And so that's why the state of nature, if we don't have those rules, we end up in this gossip trap we talked about. And so David says that, Al tetli bi ledavarav. God, protect me, protect my heart from these words of evil. And praise that, bal elachem b'na'meihem, that men. Let me not eat of their sweet delicacy. Okay, that's namaham, lasher ni'imut, pleasant. You know, matok varev, that's which is sweet. And then we look at the actual language in this parak. He has the whole parak sounds like his language is out of control. He makes up words. You know, this idea of dal meaning doors. From dalet, he uses the word ishim for people instead of anashim. He says, elachem. Turns lechem into a verb in terms of bread there. It's almost like James Joyce is writing to him. Ever read Ulysses? Which is possible. No one's ever read Finnegan's Wake as far as I know. But Ulysses at least sounds like it ought to be in English, but that's James Joyce. So this parak is very much the same way there. And the next psukim in the parak, as Philo Melser puts it, is min ha'psukim ha'sdumim biyoter b'sefer Tehillim. They're the most incomprehensible psukim in Tehillim. And JPS translation says, meaning of verses 5-7, uncertain. Not clear what they mean at all. Like the whole language is falling apart. That's David's, I need God, I need you to help me with my language because I can't do anything with that. We hear those psukim that nobody understands. Yalmeni tzaddik chesed yichocheheni. So Yalmeni, not clear what that means. Tzion said, Inyan Haka'a means to hit. That they hit me. Hakamishbar, a blow that destroys. And the only other use of that is in Shirat Devorah, when she says, Homa Sistra, that Ya'el struck Sistra. Shemen Rosh, Al Yani Roshi, that choice oil on my head. Yaniya, he says, is inin hasara, refusal, rejection. Word heini with an aleph definitely means rejecting. Heini ota by a vow. So that may the oil on my head not be rejected by my head. Ki od, because still tefilati brotehem, my prayer is with their evil. So the way Suda would read that is Yalmeni tzaddik chesed, that the tzaddik will strike me with righteousness. Yochid, and he will rebuke me. In other words, I will be rebuked. That is Shemen Rosh, Al Yani Roshi, may my head not reject this oil on my head. Okay, even if I'm criticized, may not react defensively, may I accept that. And so, ki od filti bro to him, that may I continue my prayer to be saved from that evil that was mentioned before. Part of my tefillah is that I actually listen to criticism. As we said in the Kali Shema, that same expression of the Kali Shema, na nafshi kefar l'chol tiyah. I told you about it. Thus, for all, I should accept criticism. the Nishmatu B'dei Sela Shoftehem, literally, their judges were destroyed by the rock. Shemru Im Amari Kina Emu, and they heard my words because they were sweet. Again, nobody knows what that means. The Al-Sheikh says about this, that's a reference from the Sifrei that says, this is talking about Memriva. Moshe and Aaron can't go into Eretz Yisrael because they hit the rock, because Moshe hits the rock, that's the rock. Nishmatu B'dei Sela Shoftehem, and the Al-Sheikh says about this, Kilariti Nishmatu B'dei Sela Shoftehem, I have seen that Shoftehem, their judges, Moshe, hey Moshe V'Aaron, Nishmatu Me'lekanes La'aretz, because they could not enter the land, Al-Dibar HaSela, because of this rock. And what did they do with it? Even after that happened, Shemru Emarai, they heard God's words, Kina Emu, and consider them sweet. They're willing to accept the criticism. That David says, I want to be able to do that as well. And then ends this section, Kmo Pelach Uveka Ba'aretz, like that which is broken and split in the land, Nefrozo Atzamenu, our bones are scattered, the fish all in front of the grave. But even no matter how much we're being hurt by this criticism, to the point of Sha'ol, of the death, that even mortal, that I will accept the criticism, especially from Hashem. That's the tefillah of David. Protect me from my own Lashon Hara. And then it ends, short prayer, the same prayer to be saved from this trap. Yilech Hashem, Elokim, and Enai, because my eyes are to you, O God. B'chach Siti, I have hope with you. Al ta'er nafshi, don't abandon my soul. Shomrini midei pach, Yakushu, save me from this trap, the gossip trap. That's been set for me, from a kashod from the oven, from this trap of the evildoers. Yiblu me'ach ma'arach av, yirsha'im, may the evil ones fall into their own trap. Yachad anochi al-avor, but I who am with them, who need to save me, let me pass by, let me be saved from this. So that's another kind of mizmor. I can't save myself, I need your help. The next mizmor is also a prayer. It doesn't say what it's a prayer for. David says, save me from my enemies. And this is Tilam Perek Mem Gimel. Mizmor David, Hashem, Shema Tfilati, Hazina Tachnanai. God, listen to my prayer. Listen to my tachina.
Petition.
I like that. That's a good word. Bemunatcha aneni b'tzidkacha. With your faith, answer me with your justice. Al tavo b'mishpat alavet. Et abdecha, don't bring me, your servant, into judgment. Ki lo yastichu b'necha kol chai. Because no human being, no living thing can be justified before you. No one's perfect. In the face of an infinite God, we're all nothing. But he says, and Hashem should answer him, be'emunatcha, with your faith. What does it mean that Hashem has faith? I mean, we talk about that. We mention it every morning, right? Modani l'fanecha melech chai v'keyam. Acknowledge you, Hashem, shechazarta b'nishmati v'chamla, you turn my soul with pity, with mercy. Rabba emunatecha, your faith is great. What is the emuna there? And this comes from a Pesukim Eicha, where it says, Chadashim lebokrim, that every morning is new. This is a Pesukim Eicha where he says that we still have hope even after all these terrible things have happened. Rabba emunatecha, your faith is great. Rav Kook says that's referring to Hashem's faith in us. Despite everything we did wrong yesterday, we still deserve another chance today. This is from Olaria. This is Rabbi Natecha. Emunah Elokit, God's faith. Specifying our roles, shall call kochot ha'oved, all forces that exist. Jaso adavotam b'chol oz umeretz, that they will do their job with force and enthusiasm. Right? So I said, Emunatcha aneni, says, answer me because of your faith in me. David's saying, I don't have faith in myself. I'm so beat up, I can't do this. God, you have faith in me that you let me wake up in the morning. That should be enough to get me going. So the prayer continues. Rodef oyev nafshi, because the enemy chases after me. Dachala arz chayati, beats my existence into the dirt. Hoshivani b'machashakim, he's left me in the darkness, kimitei olam, like the dead. And that is another phrase, Barba Yirmiyon Echa. This straight illustrated despair the Jews felt at the time of the Churban, coming up on Tisha B'Av. It says, b'machashim hoshivani, they have left me in the utter darkness. Kimitei olam, left me for dead. And David continues in our parent, as my soul literally is wrapped up in itself. I'm just so wrapped in myself, I can't think about getting out. So my heart is dead inside me. It's a state of despair. I have no faith in myself. So it says, my escape is by turning to you. Okay, you have faith in me. I know that you have been there with us forever. I can pray to you, Zacharti Yamim Mikedem, I remember the days of old, Higiti, B'chol Polecha, I can speak about your deeds. Ma'asei Adecha Esrocheach, I can talk about what your hands have done. So, Parashti Yadi Alecha, I open my hands to you, Nashika Eretz Ha'ifa, my soul is like the thirsty earth, Lecha, looking to you, Selah, hold that thought. End of verse one. End of first half. The second half is David's answer, his own prayer. How can I be saved? The answer is, Hashem, you're going to teach me more. Maharinini ki chaltaruchi, God's answer me quickly. My spirit is ending. Atas Deborah Nechimeni, don't hide your face from me. Mimim Shalti, Imyor Debor, and I will be compared to those who go down to the grave. Let me hear in the morning your chesed, your mercy, right? Rabba Munatecha, I wake up every morning. You granted me a new start. Yibachava Tachni, because I have faith in you. I depend on you. Let me know how I should act. Let me hear that Kol Hashem from Perek Kuf Taftat. Yilech Nasatika, Nafshi, because my soul yearns for you. Atzlini ma'evai, elecha chasiti, save me from my enemies. My hope is toward you. Lamdeni lasot rutzoncha. Same thing, teach me to do your will. Ki ata elokai, because you are my God. Ruchacha tova, your spirit's good. Temcheni be'eretz mishur, and you will lead me to literally the wide open plains. I won't be your debor anymore. I will now be here in the mishur. That's what it means that I look to you, as we say in Rosh Hashanah, Kinei Abadim Al Yad Nehem. It's a relationship of Eved. I'm completely dependent. Yes, Mizmor is a relationship of Yira, not the Avbanim relationship that Ava is. I'm simply dependent on you. The Man Shimcha Hashem Tachaini, for your sake, let me live. Save my soul from the trouble because of your mercy. Righteousness, chasachas, temtid aivai, in your mercy, cut off my enemies, avarata kol tzarai, nafshi, kol tzarei nafshi, and all my enemies will be lost, ki ani abdecha, because I am your servant, I am your slave. That's a mizmor. Express the infinite distance between us and Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that this distance is not a reason to despair, it's not a negative thing. Hashem is still talking to us, still it has a relationship with us. Next time, I want to see how this Yira leads to Ava. It's feeling like Hashem is close, and we have that, but we have a Tehillim that is a Mizmor Shir that puts both of these things together. But I'm going to end here. And stop recording.